Restoring My Soul, Monday the 30th of March, Our First Labour. One of the designations that Jesus gave to his disciples was labourers. It specifically relates to the work of tending the Father's vineyard and to gathering his harvest. For example, Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the labourers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out labourers into his harvest." Although ministry in the church and evangelism appear to be the primary focus of one's labour as a disciple, this is not the case. Paul was clear that our first labour is to enter God's rest. He wrote, "For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent," literally, "let us labour, to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience." In the scriptures, the term rest refers to an inheritance that is given by God. He called it "my rest." This inheritance is promised to those who receive God's initiative to establish them in his kingdom. The kingdom of God is the fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is revealed to us through the proclamation of the gospel of the kingdom. We labour to enter this rest by receiving and walking in the light of the gospel of the kingdom. By receiving and walking in these commands, we are being discipled and are abiding in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. This is the basis of our testimony and is essential to our labour for the sake of others, so that they might enter this same rest. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 and 2, Luke chapter 10, verse 2, Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 8 to 11, Psalm 95, verse 11, and Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. For further study, Hebrews chapter 4.